This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Brennan Manning is a former Catholic priest who had a great deal of influence in the music and life of Rich Mullins. Some of you remember Rich Mullins? Still remember the day when I was a youth minister in Florence, Kentucky. People don't believe it, but it's true. I handed Rich Mullins $15 and said, "Rich, I need you to do a concert for the youth group," before he was famous. And then years later, was, you know, commanding thousands of dollars for a concert. But I can say I gave him $15 to do a concert, one of his first. Brennan Manning writes an imaginary story out of a real story. And this is really powerful. I think it touched a lot of people in the first two services. He said, on July 10th, 1993, Leslie Robbins was a 30-year-old high school teacher from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Get this, he won $111 million. That's right, $111 million, the largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history at the time. Immediately, he flew from Wisconsin to Lakeland, Florida, to regroup with his fiancée, Colleen DeVries. In a newspaper interview, Robbins said, "The first 2 days, we were more scared and intimidated than elated. Overall, things are beginning to die down enough where we're comfortable." Now, here's the interesting part of the story. Robbins had 180 days to claim his prize, 6 months. Brennan Manning says this, "Suppose, just use your imagination, that these two Wisconsin natives are rabid sports fans. Let's suppose that they get so engrossed in the Milwaukee Brewers chase for the American League pennant and the Green Bay Packers run for the Super Bowl that they forget to claim the prize. The 180 days expire and they lose the $3.5 million after taxes annually for the next 20 years. What would your verdict be on the couple? Foolish? Stupid? Yes, probably." He said that's what his would be. My response would be the same. But he says this, "But my response would be tempered with understanding and compassion." Brennan Manning says, "I've done the same thing. I've given up real treasure for a false treasure." You say, "What in the world do you mean?" Here's what he says, and this is really bearing his soul. "I've done the same thing. Their blind servitude was sports. Mine was alcohol. I can relate to their foolishness. They forfeited a fortune for the Brewers and the Packers. I forfeited the treasure for bourbon and vodka. During those days of wine and roses, when I was stashing whiskey bottles in the bathroom cabinet, the glove compartment of my car, and the geranium pot, I hid from God in the midst of tears and under hollow laughter. All the while, I knew where the real treasure was." He said the paltriness of our lives is largely due to our fascination with the trinkets and the trophies of the unreal world that's passing away. Sex, drugs, booze, the pursuit of money, pleasure and power, even a little religion, suppress the awareness of what's really important in our lives. Then he says this, "Whatever the addiction, it can be a smothering relationship, a dysfunctional dependence, or mere laziness, our capacity to be affected by Jesus Christ is numbed, is numbed." He said the treasure is Jesus Christ. He is the one that has the kingdom, and he's the treasure. He's the treasure. What's Brennan Manning's point? How crazy it would be, and you'd say, how could a couple forget to claim a prize for 6 months with $111 million? And he said, that's nothing. Nothing compared to what he did and what people around the world do. Maybe in your own life you've seen it, where we're willing to give up the eternal for the temporary. And we give up the permanent treasure, which is eternal life with Christ, for the temporary pleasures of this world. And before you say that it would never happen to me, it's happened to a lot better people than you or me. It's happened to a lot more spiritual people than you or me.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.